Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. It's been another jam-packed week in the rapidly evolving world of microcontrollers and open tech, with fresh updates, educational campaigns, and advances in security and AI. The Python on Microcontrollers newsletter continues to prove itself as a global hub, now enjoyed by 12,375 subscribers worldwide. Whether you're a hobbyist, an educator, or a professional, you'll find the newsletter keeps you connected to cutting-edge projects, resources, and stories each week. If you're passionate about hardware hacking, prototyping, or community learning, there's a highlight for everyone, and it all kicks off this week with innovative, accessible education. In the spotlight is an exceptionally detailed YouTube tutorial from Itoshige Studio, guiding makers through 5 clever ways to craft cardboard hinges. This hands-on project brings attention to accessible prototyping techniques using widely available materials, tapping into the broader ethos of resourceful making. Complemented by Johns Park's Cardboard Fundamentals, these efforts lower the barrier to entry, empowering anyone to experiment with physical builds without expensive tools. There's genuine value here for teachers in classrooms, community makerspaces, and even parents working on weekend projects with kids, making microcontroller concepts more approachable for all ages. Education aside, this week's newsletter brings the critical topic of security sharply into focus, underscoring the need for constant vigilance in our interconnected tech world. A major takeaway is the fast-paced release of security patches by Alma Linux, Debian, and Fedora, targeting vulnerabilities that could impact everyday computing and IoT setups. The community is reminded of the importance of keeping systems current. A single missed patch can open doors for malicious exploits, emphasizing ongoing attention to digital hygiene. These updates aren't just for servers. Anyone tinkering with Linux on Raspberry Pi boards, laptops, or embedded devices should keep an eye on the latest security advisories. While security is foundational, privacy is equally top of mind, with local machine learning tools now making headlines. The newly enhanced Docker Model Runner lets users generate images right from their own system without routing sensitive data through cloud services. This move addresses mounting privacy concerns, especially for developers concerned about exposing data or creative models to external providers. The setup process is notably streamlined, with inspiration drawn from well-known AI generators like DALL-E, except tailored for local secure environments. It's a sign of times. Privacy-friendly solutions are fast becoming the standard, not the exception, in toolchains across the open-source community. Hardware enthusiasts have more to celebrate too, with Intel deepening graphics performance through smart VRAM management in their Xe graphics drivers for the upcoming Linux 7.1. This update means everyday users and power graphical applications alike can expect better memory efficiency and smoother experiences. Developers and gamers in Australia and anywhere running Linux will see tangible benefits, especially during heavy multitasking or creative workflows. And speaking of creative builds, the Boomba project caught a lot of attention this week. An otherwise ordinary robotic vacuum radically upgraded with the Arduino Uno R4 Wi-Fi platform. By adding a suite of advanced sensors and bringing Wi-Fi connectivity into the mix, the Boomba goes well beyond basic cleaning, opening new frontiers for hobby robotics at home. The project highlights just how much ingenuity you can unlock in off-the-shelf hardware, blending affordable components with open-source code and creative thinking. Whether it's mapping out a room, detecting obstacles with greater accuracy, or sending alerts to your email inbox, there's something here to spark every maker's curiosity. Combine that with growing ease of integration between Arduino, Python, and cloud services, and the smart home dream is rapidly becoming far more accessible. Let's not forget software platform news, which came in fast this week, starting with Manjaro 26.1 preview. Manjaro's fresh beta offers new desktop environments and is packed with features shaped by recent advances in Linux, giving tinkerers an up-to-date playground. In parallel, there's notable change with the PHP project, which is shifting to a more permissive 3-clause BSD license. This seemingly small change carries big implications, as it lowers legal hurdles and invites more open collaboration for developers and businesses alike. Each of these releases highlights the evolving and self-correcting nature of the open-source community, always pushing toward flexibility and inclusion. For those focusing on cloud-native and Kubernetes security, the newsletter covers another important release, Kiverno 1.18. Kiverno's new version brings more advanced policy types and broader security controls, reaffirming the rising importance of policy as code in today's IT governance. Enterprises and startups using Kubernetes now have even more options for enforcing rules, auditing their clusters, and automating compliance within production environments. In the environmental science realm, there have been critical developments too, with new research on airborne microplastics. Findings recently published in Nature Climate Change suggest that microplastics, particularly darker particles, play a previously underestimated role in fostering atmospheric warming. Given growing concern for both the environment and health, experts are calling for further research, and the maker community may play a role in monitoring microplastic concentrations using DIY sensors. It's a daunting but necessary challenge. How can we accurately measure, model, and eventually mitigate the invisible pollutants in our air? The links between our digital hobbyist sphere and planetary health issues have never felt more direct, especially for schools and local STEM programs here in Australia. On the security front, the episode would be incomplete without addressing urgent malware warnings. The emergence of DarkSword, a sophisticated threat targeting iOS through multiple zero-day vulnerabilities, serves as a timely reminder for regular device updates and security best practices. Researchers tracking this malware explain it can silently compromise devices, gathering sensitive data and potentially paving the way for state-sponsored cyber attacks. Practical advice for listeners: don't delay those system patches. Regularly review app permissions and stay informed about emerging threats through trusted security news sources. While tech evolves, so do the advocacy battles over digital rights, with the Electronic Frontier Foundation leading the charge for user privacy and freedom. The EFF is ramping up its campaign to remind us that privacy is not just a convenience, but a baseline human right in modern democratic societies. They're encouraging donations big and small, underlining how collective action is necessary to fortify protections as legal battles around surveillance and encryption heat up. For anyone building connected devices, or even just using them, joining the advocacy for digital rights can help shape a safer, more fair internet for everyone. On a lighter note, it's been a week of cosmic curiosity as well, with astronomers revealing a fascinating find beyond Pluto. The tiny icy body, officially catalogued as 612533-2002XV93, appears to have the smallest detectable atmosphere known in our solar system, likely born of volcanic heat or comet impacts. Scientists are eagerly awaiting further data, especially as the James Webb Space Telescope gears up for closer observation of this remote world. Discoveries like this not only entice astro enthusiasts, but also challenge our understanding of how atmospheres form, and how diverse even the tiny objects in our celestial neighborhood can be. If you're into astronomy, planetary science, or just the thrill of space discoveries, it's a moment of awe that connects the biggest questions at the edge of known science with everyday curiosity. Back down to Earth. A major topic in the education sector is the rise of artificial intelligence literacy as a core skill for students. Senator Adam Schiff's bipartisan bill in the United States, backed by industry players like OpenAI and Google, proposes embedding AI understanding across K-12 curriculums. The aim? To better equip the next generation of Australians and global citizens for a future shaped by automated systems, chatbots, and intelligent machines. It's an unambiguous signal for educators. Whether you're in a city or out in regional Australia, keeping up with AI education is now mission critical. New resources, frameworks, and partnerships are making it easier for teachers to adapt, helping students not just use but critically evaluate the digital tools coming into their lives. A particularly promising advancement this week is the rollout of Trusted Remote Execution, known as REX, a new scripting runtime built for controlled automation. By using the RAI language and enforcing operations only by policy, REX adds a fresh layer of security for those running automated scripts in sensitive environments. This is especially valuable for AI agents taking on more autonomous roles, where permissions need to be strictly defined to avoid costly errors. Scripting is often the backbone of data processing and AI pipelines, so introducing clearer checks and balances with open source tools is a win for reliability and security. Turning to regulation and policy, the EU is pushing toward adoption of the Digital Fairness Act, sparking recommendations from advocacy groups like the EFF. The EFF urges lawmakers to address core issues, such as manipulative design, stronger privacy controls, and prioritizing consumer sovereignty. Their recommendations reflect broader debates here in Australia and elsewhere about platform responsibility, algorithmic transparency, and meaningful consent in digital services. The digital market is more complex than ever. Forward-thinking regulatory solutions are needed to defend user rights and encourage fair competition. In summary, this week demonstrates just how lively and responsive the Python on Microcontrollers community remains, connecting multidisciplinary news from technical innovation to policy and advocacy. Staying updated is not only practical, It's a source of inspiration for anyone keen on education, creativity, or addressing the world's challenges through technology. If you haven't already, subscribe to the Python on Microcontrollers newsletter to receive these essential updates direct to your inbox and take your involvement in this remarkable global ecosystem to the next level. Thanks for listening.